You may have noticed a frenzy of TV commercials this season singing the praises of a marvelous new home appliance. It's called a television. It may be flat, it may be thin, it may be plasma, it may be high definition. The choices, it seems, are endless, and the decisions are confusing, as a trip to a Circuit City store in Rockville, Maryland illustrates.
Bring the theater to the home.
High definition?
It's not. Actually, this is not high definition, but it's close to high definition. For you to make it a high definition, it gotta be on it a high definition. See, like this one right here, I can show you plasma, those over there.
A visual experience meant for this new century.
What you're seeing right here is actually not a high definition signal.
I have like the 32 plasma TV. I have the Panasonic, a 40-inch LCD.
High definition ready?
No, ma, it's not.
Brian Reeves, Washington, D.C. I don't want to spend, you know, $6,000 on a plasma screen, so I'm looking for a picture tube model.
My name is Debbie Chow. I'm from China. I bought a flat screen because flat screen, you know, you can see the picture from any angle and it gives you sharper image.
You get a very good picture on this one right here.
Is it a plasma?
Yannick Zilberbaum from Silver Spring. As far as I know, all plasmas are flat screens, but not all flat screens are plasmas.
Angela Anago and I live in Kensington.
To get high-definition signal, you need a high-definition TV monitor and a DirecTV receiver that's high-definition ready.
If I don't have that, I'm not going to get the high definition.
Not until you get the high definition receiver box for DirecTV.
Now you tell me.
My name is Mike Rand from Rockville, Maryland. This will be the first time I've had the HD broadcast. I'm trying it now.
He's going to love it.
This is Matt Walsh. He wasn't quite ready to convert over to the widescreen, so he bought the 4x3.
Well, tell him what you have, Matt. Tell him
to. 16x9. I had to get one bigger than him.
This one right here, if you hook it up to a cable system, you're going to get a very good picture.
Yeah, but it's all very confusing.
Options in television at a Circuit City store in Rockville, Maryland. Aside from the customers who identified themselves, we heard from Trudy Lawrence and from salesman Benny Glover. Some people, of course, do understand what's on the market. Marianne Giorgio is one of them. Giorgio is editor of Audio Video Interiors. She helps us sort out the types of TV sets out there, starting with flat screen.
A flat screen is basically the picture tube. The glass tube isn't curved or like a conventional set. A flat screen's nice. It cuts down on some glare, and people sitting way off to the right side can see a little better. But, you know, a flat screen is just kind of a marketing sexy version of a conventional TV. Should not be confused with a plasma TV.
Aha, a plasma TV. What is a plasma TV?
Plasma TV is probably the most exciting thing to happen to television since color. It really is, you know, sexy technology. We've seen the commercials. People hanging up what looks like a picture frame is actually a TV. The average size is about 42 inches, and it's 4 inches thick. And they actually don't even weigh that much. People can literally hang them on the wall.
And why is it that they cost roughly the same as a used Camry?
They used to. Plasma's still average. A really good plasma's still going to cost you $5,000 to $7,000, although Gateway just introduced the $3,000 42-inch plasma, so...
A steal.
It's coming down in price.
Okay, now, if you were to buy a plasma television, would that by definition be a high-definition television?
Not necessarily. Plasma televisions are capable of displaying high-definition images, but it's a different... A kettle of fish, because to have high definition, you also need what's known as a set-top box or a tuner to be able to interpret the high definition signals. You also have to have a broadcast of it, either through a satellite dish or through a regular over-the-air broadcast. So just buying a plasma in itself does not necessarily mean you're going to get high definition. You have to buy a tuner as well.
You mean so on top of that $3,000 or whatever it is for the plasma television, you have to go buy something else to get television that's worth watching on it?
Yeah, they're just a couple of $100. The tuner allows you to receive a high-def signal. High-definition television brings movie-quality clarity to televisions. It's vibrant colors and vibrant pictures in widescreen.
Is any digital television signal, by definition, high-definition television?
a digital signal can't be displayed unless you have a digital capable television. So if you have an old set, the set that most of us are using now, the glass tube sets, cannot display a digital signal. They can display the signal, but you're not actually getting high definition. You need a digital capable TV and a tuner to receive the signal.
But if your cable company says we're now offering a cable digital and it goes through a box into your television set, can't you watch that on a conventional old television?
Sure you can, but you're not going to get high def.
Sometimes we hear about not plasma but LCD screens.
Right.
What's that about?
Liquid crystal display. If you've got a laptop, you've had an LCD screen. LCD technology has been around for a while, and we are seeing LCD screens in the stores. It's good technology. They just can't get as big as plasmas yet.
Sort of like the television you might see on a... sort of like the way you might see a movie on some airplanes. You might
correct.
See kind of screen,
yeah. Portable DVD players, great for bathrooms and kitchens. But as far as in your home theater or your media room, no, it's not there yet.
Great for bathrooms?
Readers of my magazine actually have TVs everywhere.
Uh-huh. Then I guess there's projection TV.
Front projection is what we refer to as like a movie theater, where the projector is actually behind you. The prices of front projections have dropped dramatically because of a technology known as DLP, or digital light processing, that can cast an image that would completely blanket your living room wall in vibrant colors for under $2,000.
And I would also then have to have the other room of the living room somehow occupied with this projection?
They're very small. They fit into, a large purse.
And is the resolution of the picture very good?
Well, video files, people in our industry, they love to count pixels and test, is black enough and is the red enough. But for me, it's beautiful.
If someone, since you write about the high end here, if somebody were to splurge and really install the most sophisticated home television or video system they could find, what would take the cake right now?
A home theater system, a CRT front projection with three guns, the best quality, probably run $100,000 just for that projector. The screen, another $10,000. Surround sound could go up to $50,000. And God, the sky's the limit. You could go, depending on what kind of audiophile and videophile you are. But for the average consumer, you can have great quality surround sound, excellent, image on high definition TV, for under $5,000. Much less than a used Camry.
Well, Marianne Giorgio, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Marianne Giorgio, editor of Audio Video Interiors, spoke to us from Los Angeles.
I had to get one bigger than him, just because he's my father-in-law.
65-inch TV, can you imagine that?